Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Thanks for taking the time to come along this hour, our radio station, and your host. Appreciate it very much. And to show that appreciation, we're going to get tore in with a big music. Piper Stuart Liddell, playing the Pipe Major Donald MacLeod composed Kilmore piece, Field of Gold.
Hello, this is Jim McGilvery, and I'm enjoying listening to The Piping Hour, streaming at kkrn.org.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a tune of unique melody and consists of a nooler and two other variations, and of course their doublings. It's to be found in the Kilberry Book of Kilmore and in the Pembroke Society collections in Book 5. The legend attached to the tune is one of the most interesting and best documented of all Pembroke legends, and it's to be found in Angus Mackay's Book of Kilmore. He goes on to tell us that Donald Moore MacCrimmon had a brother who lived in Glenelg, part of MacLeod's estate, who was known by the name of Patrick Cuckoo on the account of a squint, or a defect in one eye. This young man had a quarrel with his foster brother, a native of Kintyre. Sometime after the dispute, while he was in the act of washing his face in a burn or rivulet adjoining his dwelling, the Kintyre man came behind him, and treacherously, with his dirk, gave him a mortal blow. This being made known to Donald Moore at Dunvegan, he prepared to revenge the untimely death of his brother, and taking his pipe up to MacLeod's room, he threw them on the bed. MacLeod, surprised, demanded to know what had occurred. In a few words, he related to him the affair, when the laird pacified the enraged piper and promised him, on condition of his remaining at home, to see justice done before the expiration of 12 months. MacLeod thought that his wrathful piper would forget the cruel murder by that time and allow his ire to abate. But such was not the case, for on the termination of the 12 months, Donald Moore set out himself for Glenelg without informing anyone of his intention, and finding on his arrival there that the murderer of his brother had gone to Kintyre, he pursued his journey thither. The offender, having been apprised of his arrival, concealed himself in the house of a friend, and the inhabitants of the village not choosing to deliver him up, MacCrimmon was so enraged that he resolved to set their houses on fire, a resolution which he found an opportunity of carrying into effect that night, and burnt 18 houses, which caused the loss of several lives. Donald then made his escape to Lord Ray's country, where he remained for some time under the protection of Donald Mackay, the first Lord Ray, with whom he had been formerly acquainted. No doubt a dastardly act, but a fine tune. Here it is then, A Flame of Wrath for Squinting Patrick.
Snarek mi monina gaunok. Sonarek mi monina gaunok. Sonarek mi shalak ganduk mingulfavich. Saungak mi shin ranyuk nebo. Saungak mi shin ranyuk nebo. Saungak mi shigruak khanult khamalupi huachich. En het hout agreim muach kerenyor. En het hout agreim muach kerenyor. Kres Maria vunen kuanten namar nechkene fuerdiaun. Kalape kemisch treju alochem broik. Kalapuk himmer treju alochem broik. Smirpega chasteren eiche, wetter mische se weichen. Strik lechin ga feinuch gledjon. Strik lechin ga feinuch gledjon. Ach, an paste chofates nach füt mit oltachi. Ekel kach wie gammecht insen rot. Ekel kach wie gammecht insen rot. Nimm in lichte Schagune, se kuna trippam at jussi. Spitu fies rüch nach mumi mogoi. Spitu fies rüch nach mumi mogoi. Skiete verin schach pliene, verschulne kriecho. Che jele chanierin stupio.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station.
Scott Rail Vale of Athol Pipe Band from the 1987 World Championships. That was their medley. We started this hour with Stuart Liddell playing the pipe major Donald MacLeod Kilmore piece Field of Gold. Then Neil Johnston from his Bows and Drones CD played the Meg McRae medley. That went into Victoria Police Pipe Band from the 1994 World Championships, their March Strass Bay and Reel. A lovely little excerpt from the BBC, Colonel David Murray explaining the story behind the Flame of Wrath for Squinting Patrick, the Kilmore piece, then later played by John McFadgen. Gaelic Song by Colm Ross, into Four Jigs played by Richard Parks, and then Fred Morrison's The Wildcat. And that led right into Scott Rail, Vale of Athol. We're going to go out this hour with Piper Finlay Johnston playing the Kilmore piece Farewell to the Laird of Islay. And this recording is available, among many of the recordings that we play here on The Piping Hour, on the Pembroke Society webpage. We encourage all of you, piper, drummer, non-player alike, to become members of the Pembroke Society to keep these traditions alive. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next Piping Hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.